Well, last week, Margaret Mills took us to the Dragon's Foot Field in Broomfield. And this week, we're off to a baker's grave in Great Wakery. What's all this about, Margaret?
Yeah, it's not a chain of bakers.
I'm pleased to hear it. Baker's Grave, what a chain. What a lovely
not
title.
Not very punchy title, no. Is it? I don't think you'd sell many cakes. But no, this is a baker way back in olden times who was famed throughout the whole area of Great Wakering for the quality of the bread that he produced. And obviously, we're talking at a time when bread was a large part of the staple diet. Mm. One of the things that was said about this particular baker is that he loved baking so much that even if he were to come into a fortune, he would still be up at 3 o'clock the next morning baking the bread. Mm. Well, the story goes that the baker was either accused of a crime or thought he'd committed a crime, or maybe he had committed a crime. We're not sure. But this seems to have preyed on his mind. He used to walk the fields and he was seen looking very worried. And the next thing people heard was that the baker had hanged himself from a tree.
Oh dear.
So obviously a very sad end. As a suicide, he was buried at the crossroads in the usual way of for people who had taken their own lives. And the crossroads happened to be just below the tree from which he hung himself. Mm. Now, over subsequent years, there were a number of reported incidents where people said that when they passed the tree, particularly when the moon was full, they would hear the sound of knocking as though somebody's heels were knocking together. And it was said that this was the ghost of the baker having hanged himself from the tree. He was still hanging from the tree and his feet were knocking together. It was also said that as well as this ghostly knocking sound, if you ran round the tree, you would find that a vision of the baker or the ghost of the baker would appear underneath the tree with his back to the bark of the tree, preparing his bread for the following day.
Goodness me. Okay.
So a very spooky story. Never really solved as to what the nature of the crime was.
Do we know exactly where this the site of the baker's grave at Great Wakering is?
All we know, it's at Great Wakering, and the site of his grave was at a crossroads. The tree is long gone, apparently. The tree has disappeared. So, you know, we not really know no more than that.
Fair enough. Okay, so where are we off to next week?
Right, well, next week we're off to look at the Golden King.
And where is the Golden King?
The Golden King is at Colchester.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.